Reading with fascination a little announcement here that Joe Biden will be giving a Thanksgiving address, and I ask myself, why? He's not president of the United States. Why would Joe Biden be giving a Thanksgiving address? I can think of no reason. Maybe CNN needed something to cover, something to fawn over, some drivel to turn into something they pretend is important. I don't know. I'm a little confused by that. I won't be tuning in. We'll be singing too loudly, and the music will be cranked up, and you know. All right, shifting gears now. I can tell you people that are having a Black Friday are those that work in the restaurant industry across this country that have been shut down and forced to close by governors and mayors and those that are overzealous and trying to control the virus in a way that is apparently ineffective because if lockdowns worked, why didn't it work the first time? Why would you do it a second time? And if lockdowns don't work, why are you doing it a second time or a third? My next guest, Dr. Emily Williams-Knight, president and CEO of the Texas Restaurant Association. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Great. Good morning. Thank you.
Good to have you here. In Michigan, where I call home, the restaurants were shut down again. The Restaurant Association here says as many as 6,000 restaurants could go dark during this three-week pause, as it's being called. But the biggest, one of the biggest, most important nights of the year is tonight, today. Shut down. Restaurants closed for 3 weeks in Michigan. I don't know if they survived. 250,000 people added to the unemployment rolls this week in Michigan as a result. In Texas, it would be far worse. What's happening down there?
Yeah, I mean, we obviously, I will tell you this, I feel grateful right now to be in Texas. You know, we had about 50,000 restaurants when this crisis hit. We had, I guess, the second in the nation. We've already lost just under 10,000, we estimate, of those. That's 10,000 small businesses and all those employees. We have been working really closely with our governor to make sure we stay open. I just think what's so important is that if we look back on this and we see that we destroyed the second largest private employer in the nation without any evidence or data, can you imagine what that's going to be like?
That's what we've done.
We don't understand.
I mean, in Michigan, it's way down the list. Restaurants and bars are at 4.3% of the cases are linked back to restaurants and bars, 4.3%. And yet they're the ones being targeted. Why?
Yeah. You know, we don't know. And I think that's probably the greatest frustration is that you continually hear leaders say we're using science and data. There is no science and data today that shows that restaurants are causing the spread of COVID-19. So if you're a small business owner, you've now lost everything the first time. And remember, business interruption insurance didn't come. You paid your business interruption insurance policies. You were told you didn't qualify. You were locked down. You then had to, in many cases, feed people, right, through takeout and delivery, which were not at the time really revenue producing in any way. You kept your employees. And now, 9 months later, almost over 8 months today, you are looking at going through the same thing again. I can't imagine in Michigan, and we're very close, the Restaurant Association in Texas with your association in Michigan. It's an incredibly strong association. We don't understand the logic, and we don't know how restaurants are going to make it through. And the number you put, the employee number, is so important because that's going to grow. We had 700,000 employees laid off or furloughed, and we still, with our restaurants open, have about just under 200,000 that still can't find work.
Right. So that's the point across the country. Did you say it's the second biggest industry? Is that what you said as far as employees?
It's the nation's second largest private employer in the entire country, and you've just brought it to its knees.
You've carpet bombed it. I mean, you have carpet bombed the entire industry. We had 2,000 restaurants closed permanently before this started. You look at iconic world-famous restaurants in New York City closed permanently. Thousands more on the way. New York City imposing checkpoints and other draconian lockdowns. The governor of Pennsylvania, Tom Wolf, and his brilliancy, ending all alcohol sales at 5 o'clock today for in-person consumption. So that'll pretty much carpet bomb the restaurants and bars in Pennsylvania. Michigan, they closed them all together. And it goes on and on and on. And what? The Democrats are going to come parading along and say they can save us from what? From them? From themselves? From the policies they've implemented? Give me a break.
I think what's so scary for us is that you see, and the CDC actually called it out last week, the number of people that are gathering, right? People have COVID fatigue. They're increasing their social bubbles. And our argument has always been, I'm on vacation in Branson, Missouri. You talk about a hard hit area. I went in last night to a restaurant with my family and we sat down. There was four families in the entire restaurant. And I said to my twin daughters, do you feel safe? They're like, what are you talking about, Mom? I said, look at this place. Branson, Missouri, Thanksgiving week, empty. Hopefully this weekend it'll turn around.
Right, it'll bankrupt everybody. And here's the thing, Dr. Emily Williams-Knight here with me, President and CEO of the Texas Restaurant Association. These people don't want a government handout. We don't want a damn handout. We want to be able to go to work. You know, in Michigan, there's a restaurant, Donuts USA, I think it's what it's called. They've been fined and targeted by the police. When in the world do you think police would start issuing tickets at a donut shop? That's how far down the tube we've gone. Come on.
Yeah, and I think, you know what? People are going to gather, and I think we need to understand that. They're going to gather. People are going to get together. Do you want them doing it in a regulated environment or in their backyard or their home where COVID is spreading? I mean, trying to control industry in this manner, and I can tell you, we are the ones that talk to these restaurant owners when they lose everything. These are small businesses. 9 out of 10 in this country are small businesses, so less than 50 employees. So you push these employees, and remember, there is no safety net. There is no nothing. There's no stimulus right now for the restaurant. We've gotten 8 weeks of support for almost an 8-month problem. And so if you're now getting let go, you don't have any extra money. You are on your own, laid
off, right.
And then you expect a restaurant to recover when you decide to open them again.
Well, these fools expect, well, the government needs to send us a check. No, they don't. The government needs to get off our throat and let us, you know, they talk about, you know, the throat and being stepped on. That's what's happening here. By the way, it's Donutville, USA in Dearborn, Michigan, being cited and fined for selling donuts and coffee in America. And then here's the other part of it, as you know, doctor. The second part of the threat is this. Well, if you don't comply to our unreasonable and unscientific demands, then we'll take your license to practice business. We'll just yank your license, and then you're completely screwed. I mean, there's no either you go out of business slowly and die a slow, painful death in business, or we'll crush you by stealing your license because you had the nerve to try to support yourself without government assistance. This is not America to me. I'll give you the last
one. I think what you said is so important is people, you know, I look at our industry and they don't want a handout. They want a hand up, right? They want these elected officials to work with them and to allow them to run and open their businesses. I mean, you remember these are individuals that also, many of them have their entire life tied to this restaurant, right? So they've taken additional loans. They've tried to survive for 8 months. And you want to talk about a scary number? We're 51% of the food dollar in this country. 51% of the dollar in your pocket goes to restaurants. So what happens when we lose half of them in this crisis? Where are those people going to eat? The grocery store that's been overrun? I mean, I think that the exacerbating problem of just, honestly, we cannot understand the logic of just targeting restaurants. I mean, if that was the case, we would not be in a second round of spread. Because many of them were closed for 4 or 5 months. I think New York City opened up September 1st.
And that's my point. If the lockdowns worked, why are you doing it again? If Governor Whitmer would stop patting herself on the back in Michigan and actually look at what's going on, maybe she'd figure something out. Anyhow, Dr. Emily Williams-Knight, thank you for being here. Greatly appreciate your time today. Best wishes and happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
41 after on a Wednesday. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with David Rubin. David Rubin about peace in the Middle East. Don't go anywhere.
DTE believes that leaders do what's right, not what's easy. So we're building the largest wind and solar installations in the state and using cleaner natural gas. And over the next 10 years, we'll triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. We're committed to a future where affordable, reliable energy doesn't contribute to climate change. Because to lead, we have to do what's right. Learn more at dtecleanenergy.com. DTE. What's the easiest way to switch to 100% clean energy? Enroll in DTE's My Green Power program. Anyone can sign up and choose the percentage of renewable energy to use. My Green Power is one of the biggest voluntary programs in the country, and you can join today. No installation, no long-term commitment, and the fastest way to help speed Michigan to a clean energy future. Visit migreenpower.com today. DTE.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.